Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, February 6th, 2016, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am Zayar Green, your host. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr., and we are coming to you today to talk about something that is very, very important. Of course, all our shows are important, but this one, we really need you to pay attention. I'm going to go ahead and bring Alfred in. Come on in, babe.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. As Zara said, this is an important show, so we want to get to kind of the shout-outs and the housekeeping out of the way. First of all, let me say shout-out to everyone who signed up and who is participating in 21 Days of Grown Zone Intentional Personal Growth. The feedback has been amazing. You guys are really sharing with us how this is helping you, and that's our goal.
Absolutely.
We want you to encourage the people you know to sign up. It's free, and it's going to change your life as long as you really, you know, take advantage of what's being shared. Also, I want to thank you to all of you guys, of course, who are not only buying our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, and reading our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, for who are shouting us out on Twitter and Facebook and going to Amazon and writing your reviews. We're extremely enthusiastic about that. As you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so a lot of people are reading the book or buying the book because of that. But it doesn't matter what time of the year you buy it, and it really doesn't matter what your relationship status is. You need this lover's manual.
Yeah.
You have a driver's manual to learn how to drive. This is your lover's manual to learn how to love safely. So listen, thank you so much, and keep it on doing it with Loving in the Grown Zone. Finally, we got to shout out our girl. We had to help celebrate her birthday a couple of days ago. Her birthday is actually yesterday. Lauren Millian, we love you. Happy birthday. We want you guys to look out for her new TV show on Oxygen. Quit Your Day Job, debuts March 30th. It's a business reality show. We love watching business reality shows because it really draws the line between how personal growth or lack thereof has a lot more to do with business and financial success than the other things that we're taught are the things that matter.
Absolutely.
So look out for Quit Your Day Job on Oxygen March 30th.
Yes, we got a few people in the Grown Zone shining. There's Lauren and there's Carlise Burke.
Carlise, right.
A new show that's coming out too.
Crowded on NBC.
March 20th.
Yes, look out for
Carlise Burke. It's a comedy, and she is so funny. Adore her. So,
Carlise is the best.
We support our own.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this show, Intention, the key to success in life, love, and relationships. Y'all cannot impress upon you enough that you have got to set your intention. Your intention is like the thermostat that you set in your house.
Yes.
If you don't set an intention for what you want in every area of your life and then do what you got to do in order to hit it, if you don't, you got to have something to aim towards, and so that you know when you are off track. That's when you learn. That's when you figure out what else you need to learn in order to do that. So you've got to be not just able but willing to look at self in every area of life. Now, here's where you have no problem looking at self. You have no problem looking at self in your professional life. Whatever your profession is, you have no problem saying, ooh, I want to do that. Oh, I don't know how. Oh, I guess I better go sign up for something so that I can learn how.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I've got my bachelor's. Oh, so if I want to go any further than this, ooh, there's more to learn. Well, I guess I better go get my master's. Ah, I got my master's. Oh, there's more? There's another level to this? I can learn even more. Ooh, I guess I better go get my PhD. And then you don't do the same thing in your personal life. And everything over on that professional life is in jeopardy because your personal growth is the foundation for every other growth. Yet, it's the only one that's optional. Yes, you have the option of how far you go, but you're going to learn something no matter what. You hear me say all the time that we grow in three ways: physically, just eat. Mentally, you have the capacity to learn something, you're going to learn just by living. But personal growth, emotional stability, and gaining that emotional stability to be able to handle whatever life throws is optional.
It must be intentional.
And it must be,
intentional. Here's why we're really doing this show today. And we're talking to those of us who are professional and business successes, financial successes,
yes,
outwardly successful.
Yes.
But life is a mess. Their personal life, their relationships is a mess.
Y'all know
we're not criticizing. We're pointing out why we exist. We want people to experience success at the foundation of their life, not just on the externals of their life. So we are in the Grown Zone. The Grown Zone's been around for now. We're in our fourth year, and Grown Zone Nation is just growing by leaps and bounds. But we're seeing two different kind of sets of people in the Grown Zone.
Listen,
there are those who are getting results, who we knew them a year ago, we knew them 2 years ago, and where they are now, their lives have changed, their relationships have improved, they're doing a better job of living with honor, esteem, and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others who are just as enthusiastic. They love the Grown Zone. They love me and Zara, but they're not getting the results. Well,
they retweet everything.
They retweet.
They make sure they're saying hey to us. They're
they even tell their friends,
they're
y'all need to follow Grown Zone.
When we see them in public, oh, the Grown Zone. Y'all don't know the Grown Zone. We all of that. Yet,
not getting the results.
There's a reason for that.
The difference between those who get results and those who do not get results is intention. It's what Zara just talked about. Your intention. You know, it's not our goal to just get your admiration.
We appreciate your admiration.
We appreciate it. But what our intention is results for you.
Yeah.
To help you make better decisions, to achieve honor, esteem, and respect in your life, in your relationships, so that your business, financial, and career success is not only sustainable, but you can enjoy it, and it's fulfilling.
Yeah.
And it's not being threatened by the unhappiness, the ineffectiveness of the choices and decisions, the unhealthiness,
yeah,
of the choices and decisions you're making in your personal life and in your relationships.
And we're telling you that you can have the same kind of success in your personal life that you've seen in your professional career. Here's a mistake that so many people make. So many people think that once they have the professional life right, then everything else is just going to fall in line. You think that because you've been taught, all you're doing is following what everybody has said.
Yes, yes.
You've been taught that if you just go to school, if you just get the degrees and you can pay for your life, then money will buy you happiness, even though intellectually you understand that that is not the truth.
Well, it goes deeper than that, too. You've been told if you got your hair right, if you got your fashions right, if you're driving the right car, if you've been seen at the right places, if you're in church every Sunday morning, and if you're active with your fraternity or your sorority, think of all of those external things that speak to both ego and security and the approval of others who say, and then you say to yourself, I've checked all the boxes that says this is what I'm supposed to be.
Mm.
Why don't I have a healthy relationship?
Yes.
Why am I not happy?
Mm.
Why am I not fulfilled? Why can't I get someone to commit to me? Why can't I be treated well? What am I doing wrong? And this is when it hits you the hardest, because on the outside looking in, you are kicking butt.
You are it.
Everybody wants to be you.
But you know what it's like once you get home.
Yes.
Once you have to deal with any kind of personal issues. And that's when all the relationships just don't work out. And you do everything you know, everything you can. You're doing stuff that you wish you never thought you would in order to get or keep a relationship, because that looks like the only thing that's not right. In fact, here's the real danger that many people fall in. When everything else looks right, then you're just looking for somebody to fill that role. You're just casting for a role, just to plug somebody in without doing all of this stuff that we have taken the time to lay out for you, to make it very, very clear what your single life needs to be like in order to have the kind of healthy relationships that you say you wish for, you hope for, you want, you need, and you deserve. And what we're telling you is, what wishing for, hoping for, wanting, even feeling like you need and deserve is not a substitute for intention.
Without intention, your wishes for a healthy relationship do not come true. Without intention, your hoping to feel good about yourself and your life does not come true.
Come on, baby.
Without intention, your wanting, your desperate desire for a happy marriage won't come true. Without intention, your needs don't get fulfilled. People go through their whole life without having their needs being met.
Yes.
Just because you're needy doesn't mean the needs are going to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. It's your intention that determines whether your needs are going to be fulfilled. And let's not even get caught up in those, I deserve better. People thinking because they deserve better, I'm such a good person, I'm loving, so I love hard. That drives me crazy. People say, I love hard.
Yeah.
That's code for, I'm giving everything I got. Why isn't anybody giving to me?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You don't get what you deserve. We say this in the Grown Zone all the time. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you accept. And in this case, you get what you intend. So, if you're in the Grown Zone, and you're like, oh, I love your relationship, Zara. You and Alfred have the kind of relationship that I want. And then you haven't read the book. And by the way, we can tell we're talking to you when you read,
absolutely,
you read the book.
Absolutely. Y'all need
we
to know.
We can tell. We can tell when what you're complaining about, what your concerns are. We can tell whether you read the book or not. and you guys are listening to the show, so this doesn't apply to you. But we can tell those Grown Zone fans who have never once listened to an episode of Grown Zone Radio.
Yeah.
One of the clues is they say, I'd love to be a guest on your show. And we're like,
you've never heard
the show, or you wouldn't be asking us that. You know? And for those of you, 21 Days of Grown Zone is free. It's a tremendous amount of great stuff. It's a great journey to be on. But we can tell those people who are enthusiastic about the Grown Zone, who love us, tell us how much they love us. But they don't even know what the 21 Days of Grown Zone is. They haven't even heard of that because they haven't been to the website. They haven't read the. So what we're saying to you is that without intention, wishing, hoping, wanting, needing, and even deserving good things, you were born deserving.
Yeah.
You were created deserving. But you can't get it if you don't intend it. You can't claim. You have to actively claim it. It doesn't just fall to you because you deserve it.
That's right. That's right. Y'all hear that?
So if it sounds like we're challenging you,
we are.
We are.
If it sounds like we're chastising you,
we are.
We are.
And if we aren't, if you're you know, and again, I can call out the people we know are in the Grown Zone for real, Carly's Burke and some.
Okay.
Who need to be challenged,
Allison,
we give you permission, Carly's and Allison and some of the other people who we know are really in the Grown Zone actively. You know. Go ahead and challenge other people that you know they're in the Grown Zone and say, listen, you haven't read the book yet? I didn't see you on the show. Are you listening to the show, or are you listening to the podcast if you can't listen to the show live? Because our goal, and we said it earlier, we're going to say it again, we're not doing this just to get you to admire us and pat us on the back and tell us how wonderful you think we are. We're doing this because we want to change this thing, change this conversation about healthy love and personal growth and living the life that you were created to live.
And more than the biggest key to all of this is getting you to the space that you honor you.
Yes.
And that is self-loving.
That's
when
the foundation.
You get to, because any decisions that you're making that are for anybody else and to satisfy the agenda of others means that you have to dishonor you. And that breaks my heart.
Yes, really.
That you don't love you enough to stand up for what is important for you and to not feel like you got to yield or give up parts of yourself
or
let
sacrifice
other people,
your health sacrifice your sanity and peace and joy, or to assign that responsibility for your health, peace, and joy to someone else.
Giving away your power.
We're not going to let you off the hook
on that. We do what we do so that you can make some better decisions in your life that are going to create the kind of healthy environment for you and the ones that you love. That's why we do what we do. We know it's not just possible. It is what will absolutely inevitably happen in your life when you put you first.
Yes.
And so, yeah, this is a chastisement. This is a jerking of your chain.
This is a challenge. I tell people, when you come to the grown zone, wear your big boy, big girl drawers. We're not here just to, you know, pat you on the back and rub you down and make you feel good. We want you to do better. We want you to live better. We want you to love better.
Yes.
Effectively.
Yes.
Starting with loving yourself. Not worrying about what other people are doing.
That's not your business.
Not your business, because it's all about, are we ready yet, baby?
Well, since you, I was about to go somewhere else.
Okay,
but
no,
I think
go, baby, go.
He's itching to get to
I don't like to derail you, baby, because when you get on a roll, you know, ain't nobody better than you.
Well, we are going to go to the song break, which is, and we've hit this really, really hard. So, and I'm going to let the whole darn song play. It's 5 minutes. But I want you really thinking about your life and every area of your life, your professional life, your love life, your relationships with all the people in your space, your family, your every relationship you've ever had, anywhere you're placing blame, anywhere there's any kind of shame for anything you've done, anything that you say you want in this life that has not materialized, then I want you looking at how you've not honored yourself in those things, okay? So, all right, with that, we're going to the song Can't Go Wrong with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my gonna feel real good, gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
I'm asking you.
Yes.
Make that change.
Can't go wrong with Michael Jackson, y'all. It takes courage to look in the mirror. It takes courage. I know. It takes courage when everything around you seems to be going wrong, when the people that you continue to invest your time, attention, energy, money in seem to still not appreciate you. Alfred did a tweet the other day. I said, I got to go caption that before somebody take it. I need to go make sure I put your name on it. He said, baby, how'd you put it?
I don't know which tweet you're talking about.
When people say people take advantage of them.
Oh, nobody takes advantage of you. You give them the advantage.
You give them the advantage. And you're giving the advantage because you have not solidified your own self-love. You've not honored yourself.
And that doesn't happen by accident. As we said, you can't just wish it and hope it and want it and need it or even deserve it. You have to intend it. It has to be intentional. So let's talk about what intention is defined by. How do you know what your intentions are? Let me tell you, it's not what you say. It's not what you say they are. It's where you invest.
Come
your
on, baby.
Intentions are defined by what, where, and when you invest.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you invest your time? Where do you invest your attention, your focus? Where do you invest your energy, your effort? And, of course, where do you invest your money? Zara covered it at the top of the show. We expect to spend money, time, energy, and attention to invest in professional development,
mm-hmm.
and education, and those external developmental things.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly we get all cost-conscious and budget-conscious when it comes to investing in personal growth, investing in ourselves. Except in my 30 years of Black Enterprise, all the most successful, wealthy people I know
absolutely
make investing in personal growth a top priority.
Yeah.
That's how they become so successful in their business, in their finances, and in their careers, no matter what the economy is doing, no matter what the ups and downs of life are. They sustain success because they invest time, attention, energy, and money intentionally in their personal growth. So I want to ask a question, baby. I know you're about to jump in. I want to ask you something. Are you investing in your solutions or are you investing in your problems?
He ain't asking me, y'all. He asking y'all. Are you investing in your solutions or your problems? And we're telling you that for many of you, you're just throwing all your time and attention and energy
and
money in the problems instead of the solutions. And I say this all the time, y'all. Wherever your attention, whatever gets the most of your attention also gets the most of your energy. And you only get so much energy per day.
And whatever gets your energy.
Whatever gets your energy, gets your time.
It wins.
And it wins. Absolutely. It wins because it gets your time. You can't get none of that back. So you really need to learn how to best use the one thing that we cannot reproduce, and that's time. So learning to love you.
Yes.
Ought to be your first priority, intentionally.
Your number one intentional priority.
Intentionally, okay? So your time, your attention, your energy, and your money, learn to invest all of those things in solutions, not problems. We have given you many, many options to plug in the Grown Zone. We continue to invite you to join us on different on the different paths that we
platforms programs that we do.
And we have a whole lot of free ones, y'all.
Yes.
We also have some that you can invest your time, attention, energy, and money into.
Yes.
And for those of you who are going through the 21 days already, then it's already public that we now have a monthly intentional personal growth program. Every month there's an intentional focus, and you guys get to create what that is. We're doing a monthly intentional personal growth. It's a call with a teleconference with Alfred and
with
I.
With us directly.
You guys will get to fill out what we're calling a PGP, a personal growth plan, where you really work through and identify your own strengths and weaknesses, and as Alfred and I like to call them, and determine your superpowers, and
yeah.
then be able to see your blind spots. See, these are the kinds of things that are necessary. And when you create a plan for your personal growth in the same way that you create a plan for your professional career, then you have a better chance of living what we're a happy life. Because
yes.
this life is supposed to be enjoyed.
Yes.
If it ain't fun, y'all, I ain't interested.
Suffering is not required, nor is it mandatory.
It is not at all. So we do have that as a way to continue to plug in and to continue to focus on your intentional personal growth. And for those of you who are already part of the 21 days, then I will send you a link that gives you even less off. For everybody else, I'm just going to tell you it's $300 a year. It's a $300 program. It's $300 a year. For those of you who are signed up in the 21 days, then I will send out a link that gives you a break.
So you might want to sign up for the 21 days today.
GrownAdvice.com,
and then you'll be in.
And that's it.
But it's, you are worth the investment. No matter what you end up paying, you are worth the investment in personal growth, but you have to do it with intention.
Yes. All right, y'all. Well, y'all know how we do. We come up in here and
hit it and quit it.
Hit it.
Next week.
It's the only time you'll hear us talking
only
hit and quit,
yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
I can't believe you said that. But, all right, y'all. So until next time, y'all, live
and love in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now, looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
you.